frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
in a butt and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
To Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. Go take a drink of my coffee. Aha! Good morning, or afternoon, or whatever the case may be, wherever you're at. So anyway, you're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html where you have access to not one but three separate chat rooms. So, with that said, I posted a couple video links. Actually, I posted one video link, and my friend Stephen Gibbons posted another couple video links down in there, one of which I haven't got a chance to take a look at yet. Anyway, so I want to give a shout out to a couple different different YouTube channels out there. One of them I subscribed to, and then as I was looking at the actual video, it's a video that he made a motor out of a CD. This is one Stephen Gibbons had posted on there. And basically made out of scrap, made out of screws and recycled copper wire and a CD disc with some magnets, and really excellent job on the construction of it. And the motor actually works really good. And in the process of actually looking at that, I looked over to the side and I saw another video by the same individual who did a video called Free Energy Device Self-Running Machine, 100% Work. And looking at the way that he had it set up, it looks like it could be plausible, but then, you know, you always have to be skeptical anytime something says free energy device. But going down and reading through the comments on this deal down here, it's something else. A lot of people fake this and fake that or whatever. Nonetheless, even if you did find a free energy device, would you even recognize it? Would you believe it? I mean, seriously, because of all the different shenanigans, people hiding batteries inside of electric motors. But nonetheless, I'll study that one up and see what is going on in there and get back with you on what he's done. I mean, my whole deal about... the reason why I like that video was because of the creativity that went into building this motor that he built with basically used parts. So I'm going to check out his channel really good, because I've seen a lot of other videos down along the side down there that shows a bunch of different motors and stuff that he's put together. And wouldn't be beyond the possibility that maybe he actually did stumble into a self-running free energy device. And even if it isn't self-running completely, maybe it's just really efficient. Good ideas make things work better. And that's why even when I'm looking at a video that I might be slightly skeptical about, such as a free energy device, because I do know and believe that energy is free. It's just how you get about to tapping into that energy. Anyway, that's American Tech on YouTube. If you want to go over there and check them out, and you like what they're doing over there, maybe subscribe to their channel and support them and stuff like that. But even if you go on to a channel that you don't really think is completely on the up and up, at least pay attention to what they're doing, because even in the process of somebody trying to pull off a scam as far as alternative energy devices or something like that, it gives you some ideas thinking outside the box. And if you can think your way through what's real and what isn't real, then that's a good deal. That's a good way to be, because it might spark off the idea where you actually come across the answer to a puzzle that somebody's working on, whatever. Anyway, so the second video YouTube channel is Electric Experiments Rubert 33 on YouTube. He did a video that I posted last week with a propeller that was flying around in a circle with a long arm on there. And I suggested in the comment section down there that he make a generator on that to see if he could use, physics and use leverage and stuff like that to actually overcome the back EMF or the cogging effect that you get when trying to run a generator under a load. And actually, he did a better job than I could have asked for. I mean, it's just amazing, because he not only doubled up on the propeller, that the electric motor that's spinning it around, but he also ran this off of a 6-volt battery and was able to produce about 14 volts. But he was running two fans and a LED strip. And so, with that said, he's only putting in 6 volts to getting out 14 volts and actually running a couple deals, and I can't see any problems with the design. You know, if it was actually made more precision. See, you know, with leverage, you can lift a lot more weight than you could with just, you know, direct, with the direct lift, so to speak. But, so, if you know that you've got a cogging effect that's actually going to slow down your force as you're spinning around, but you put a longer rod on there so that you get a lot of leverage, and that leverage can overcome that, it can develop enough torque to overcome that cogging effect. And you just have to go look at the video. It's really impressive. I think that you could actually replicate this on a larger scale and seriously make a real generating system out of it. You'd have to have a pretty good sized fence around there to make sure that nobody actually walks into it and gets clocked or something like that. But no, it's it's exactly what I'm talking about. About instead of just relying on, you know, like, let's say for example, you're running this off an electric motor, which he is. He's running off a 6-volt battery. And then you're trying to directly run a generator head. Obviously, that's not going to work because you're going to drain more energy than you can get out the other side because it's not going to spin it up fast enough. But by adding this arm on this deal, not one, but two electric motors that are both running off of the same 6-volt battery, he was able to use centrifugal force and the torque of that long arm to overcome the drag of the generator. And so I'm glad I suggested this to him, and the job that he did on it is just amazing. I'm really happy about it. If you get an opportunity to go over there, check out his channel, and if you like what you see there, subscribe. Like I said, I'm pretty impressed with what he did. He started off with 6 volts in and got 14 volts out and was able to run 2 fans and a strip of LEDs. So that tells me that utilizing all the known forces of nature and even physics itself, you can actually get these generating devices to function. And so that you're welcome. that's what I've been trying to point out to people all along, is that one of these things by themselves may not appear or may not even be physically capable of doing what it is you're doing. But if you know leverage, if you understand leverage, and you understand centrifugal force, and you understand how electricity functions, you can build a generator. It's like Raymond's two-stage oscillator. When you got that thing started, it only took a little bit of force to keep it going. So at the very least, it made that thing so much more efficient. And that's what, if you could actually make everything you're utilizing, all your electric appliances and stuff more efficient, the more efficient, the lesser you're going to be draining off your electric, less you'll be paying on your electric bill, so to speak. But I honestly believe that by taking this design that he's got right here, you could build a full-size system. I was talking about building a merry-go-round like the old kids used to, merry-go-rounds at the park like the kids used to get on there, and once you get that thing up to spinning, it's it's really hard to stop those things. Because the centrifugal force and the weight, the mass and everything of that, once you get that up there and the kids spinning around on those things, you know, they build up stored energy and continue to go. So I was thinking a long time ago that I'd love to get one of those old style merry-go-rounds mounted into the ground with a generator head on there. and put some big sails up there that would catch the least amount of wind or the most amount of wind on the least windy day to get that thing spinning. And once you got it up to speed, the weight and the centrifugal force and the leverage and the torque generated by that would be more than enough to overcome the generator head when it was under a load. And so it's worth a try. And after seeing this particular video right here, where he, not only did he use the long arm with the motors and propellers on the end of it, he also used a large gear going to a smaller gear, so that would take and put more torque and higher RPMs to the electric motor. So he understood gear ratio, he understood leverage, and basically was able to use everything from centrifugal force to leverage to everything you see in that video. There's so many different points of physics that you could actually quote by watching this. If you understand mechanical functions, then it's really impressive. This is probably one of my favorite videos to date. You know, just I made a comment in there, told him, I said, when I saw the first video where he had the thing spinning around, I said, you know, you ought to try to, just for the fun of it at least, you know, try to put a generator on there just to see if the physics and the thing would generate enough torque to overcome the thing generator head being under a load. And it did. It really, really, really fine job on there. And as far as you know, claims of free energy or over the energy or nothing like that, and that, there never was any intention to make any claims like that. It's just saying that, just to see if it can be done. Try it before you deny it, kind of thing. And this YouTuber actually did it, made the thing work. There's no fakery to the deal. It's just physics. It's leverage, it's torque, it's RPMs. It's just making something incredibly efficient. Now, it's running off a six volt battery and is producing 14 volts on the voltmeter, and actually turning two little fans and running the LEDs. And to me, I think it's pretty impressive. So maybe it's... Maybe it's actually a little bit of over-unity there. Who knows? Probably somebody'd have to replicate it a few times and see, you know, what kind of results they get in it. But I'm literally going to try to do this myself, but I'm going to do it on a larger scale with some bigger electric motors, just to see how far that idea could actually be taken. I mean, because as far as... materials, a lot of these materials could be salvaged out of, you know, different things, and the gear that he's got on there, I could probably take an old flywheel off of a transmission, an automatic transmission, the flywheel that actually does the starting portion of it, and use maybe the gears off of an old starter to actually turn a generator head with. And I'd have pretty much the same gear ratio, but I could put a longer longer steel pipe on that thing. Wouldn't want to get hit by it, obviously. But I could run that and replicate that on a larger scale. See, this is how it works. You know, you get an idea, you share the idea with somebody, they try it out on one scale, and it seems to do a good job, and so you take it, see how far you can actually take it. I'm really impressed by this YouTuber. He's one of my new favorite researchers out there. I'm gonna keep an eye on this guy because he does some pretty cool stuff. And if you have an opportunity to go over there and support him, I appreciate that. So, with that said, those are the two videos that I started out sharing with. As far as American Tech, the free energy device, self-running machine, you know, I don't know. Have to give it a shot, see if it works. Even if it's not, you know, like free energy or whatever, nonetheless, you know, there's some YouTubers on there that come on there and right out of the gate said fake next, and next fake on YouTube or whatever. And there's a lot of people saying fake right out of the doggone gate. And my point to them is not, try it. See if it works. Make a video of it. Show the flaw. And then call it fake. Alright? But don't just jump out there right out of the gate and say it's fake when you don't know. I mean, maybe very well could be fake. But nonetheless, there is something to learn from what he actually did. And how he did it on the video there. Even if he's got hidden batteries in the back of it, you know, there's still something to learn. I don't like people faking free energy devices. I mean, it aggravates me. It's a hindrance to mad science. You know, I'm trying to show people that energy is free and electricity is free. All you have to do is know how to mimic nature, tap into what nature has already provided, and utilize those forces. Like in this video, the small 24 volt DC generator by Electric Experiments, Rupert 33 there on YouTube. Did an excellent job. I thumbed up the video. I think I did. Yeah, I know I did. I'll put a thumbs up on there. Yeah, there. I did it again just to make sure it got counted. Anyway, it's just, I threw a suggestion out there. He took it and ran with it and did an excellent job. Better than I thought about, you know. My comment to him was perfect. Now that is what I'm talking about. Thanks for the video. Great job. You just became one of my favorite researchers. Consider this video shared to everyone I talk to on my radio show. You know, Stephen Gibbons finds a bunch of links out there in the chat room all the time of the, you know, brilliant researchers, and he helps out in the chat room a lot, and I really appreciate that. That's how we find these devices and stuff like that, and we can study them. Even the ones that don't turn out to be free energy devices will teach you something if you're willing to pay attention. You know, and studying how they function and thinking of all the possibilities. You know, for example, what's the best coil out there? You know, what is the best way to mimic a magnetic field? Well, I've got an idea in my head that I'm hoping to try to do, that I want to basically get some magnet paper, and I want to be able to measure out build a general coil like you normally see, and measure out the width and diameter of the magnetic field, and then from that point on, when I know the full diameter of how far that magnetic field actually stretches out past the core as it's being energized, then I want to take that core, the coil, and surround it with a perfectly spherical shaped coil system. Basically, a full 360 degrees in every direction. You know, almost like you're looking at a globe and you see all the lines on there, the lines going up and down and across the, what do they call those doggone things? Crud, I hate it when I can't remember stuff. I can't even remember. To heck with it. Just look at a globe, you'll see lines on it. When you see those lines on there, think about those lines as coils of copper wire going around and making multiple turns all the way around this. And then depending on which way the magnetic flux is going or coming off of the basic the inner generator coil, then that would be determined on which direction I'd actually put this inside the sphere. So the whole concept of that would be that when you energize the first coil, the inner coil, the expansion of the magnetic field would go up to the very edges of the, what I would call the secondary coil, the spherical shaped coil. And so it would get the maximum amount of magnetic field on the way out and on the way in. So as this field is expanding and collapsing, it's the lines of flux are actually crossing back and forth this entire sphere. So it's getting a full coverage of that magnetic field. And the whole purpose of that is to see how efficient you could actually make a coil system, a basically a transformer. You know, if you energized it and the field expanded all the way as the field is expanding, it's hitting multiple layers of coil, and as the field is collapsing, it's changing from the north to south of the flux lines back and forth, and it's putting out the maximum amount of electricity that a transformer could potentially make. Longitude and latitude. Thanks, Stephen. That's what I couldn't remember. What the heck? I got so much stuff running on in my brain. It's just, I wish I could just get it all out there and people run with these ideas and just make it happen, you know. This YouTuber that I talked about on here really made me a happy camper. I mean, Electric Experiments, Rupert 33 out there on YouTube, thanks a lot for doing that video. You know, I throw a lot of suggestions out there to other people, and not everybody takes those ideas and runs with them. But I saw what he was doing in his first video that I watched of him making this, and I posted that video link a week ago. And he actually stepped forward and did the update on that and put a generator to it. Did an excellent job. Because I can't see any flaws in this system. He's got a 6-volt motor running an electric... He's got a 6-volt battery running an electric motor. It looks like a lantern battery, 6-volt. Running an electric motor that is spinning a large gear that in turn is spinning a smaller gear that in turn is spinning a 24-volt DC generator motor. And he has two electric... the equivalents of airplane motors, RC airplane motors, or maybe even quadcopter motors on the ends of them that are spinning this around. But he's got the long rod that goes across there that is putting leverage from both sides, so that's adding to the torque. The large gear is adding to the torque. The smaller gear is adding to the speed of the generator head. And he's got the voltmeter connected to it, and I can't find any flaws with this system. There ain't no way to fake what he just did right there. Well, I suppose there is possible that somebody could, but nonetheless, everything mechanically in my mind in that video looks right. And like I said, it's just amazing. So, and ironically enough, Stephen Gibbons actually found that link and posted that one. It wasn't me that posted that at first. Yeah, I got there this morning on the chat room, and there it was. But prior to that, I had already posted a link or a comment in the section and asked him on his first video if he could actually try to add a generator just to see if the doggone thing would work. And Stephen Gibbs came across it and posted it. Yeah, he did it. The dude actually took the suggestion and ran with it. And that's what I love. I love it when people do that. And then especially the fact that he actually utilized what could have been repurposed parts. You know, these are things that the average Joe, if you study up this little design right here, worst case scenario, and you had to scrounge around to try to find something to build a power source for charging batteries for communications and lighting and heating and cooling and stuff. We got enough stuff around, we could do that. They throw away more stuff than you can imagine on a daily basis. A lot of things get wasted, and there's all kinds of parts inside of old computers and toasters and appliances and stuff, even exercise equipment like the 30-volt permanent magnet motors inside of a treadmill. Those things are generators right out of the gate. Add a propeller to it, put it on a pole, and now you got a windmill, you know? So, with that said, those are the kind of things I'm looking for. If you folks are out there and you have the opportunity to find something like that, share it. Jump over there to ShazizRadio.com in chat room, super chat room.
What's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Bye.
that was crazy, and we're back. So I don't know what just occurred there. I mean, like, everything just crashed. Suddenly everything was gone, and I was like, I don't even know where the heck it stopped at. But nonetheless, I can't remember what the last thing I was talking about, but I probably still have part of that podcast that I can maybe splice into the next one in order to make a show out of the deal. So, you gotta love it. Modern technology. If I was a conspiracy guy, I would probably think that somebody would like something I was saying, but I can't really pin down what it would, what it was that I would have said that would have caused me to get booted offline, so to speak. Either way, apparently we're back. So what I was talking about was, let me see, Rupert 33 on YouTube. Go check out his YouTube channel. And also, Stephen mentioned in there that the one electric motor wasn't powered. I hadn't noticed that, but I'll have to take a closer look. But nonetheless, still, on a solar-powered deal that I put together, I had the two motors hooked in parallel together so that when one of them turned, it would actually act as a generator to turn the other one. They both turn at the same time. Like if the wind started blowing, if you spun one up, that it would actually put power to the one on the other side as well. So I'm wondering if maybe he didn't do that too. I don't know. I'd take a closer look at it. But nonetheless, still a ingenious idea, using a little bit of leverage and some gear ratios in order to make this thing actually turn into a generator, 24-volt DC generator motor with propeller thrust. So I think that looking at the design, it's worth trying to scale up to see if you can make it better. That's the whole deal. You know, good ideas make things work better. And so if you see anything out there on YouTube or whatever, any place out there on the internet that looks like it would be good for alternative energy and mad science, send a link my way and I'll share it with everybody and show them what's what there. You know, all these ideas, one of them by themselves might not do the job, but if you had a little bit of leverage to where you have to you know, be able to overcome some forces like lens effect and stuff like that, then you can do that using, you know, the known laws of physics. So that's one of the things we keep trying to point out to people out there in the alternative energy world. You know, we're not trying to get out more than we're putting in. We're not even trying to defy the laws of physics. We're just trying to utilize those same laws of physics to our greatest advantage. And, you know, when you get a good YouTuber out there that's a researcher and makes all kinds of projects like that, and then they actually listen to their subscribers and, you know, take advice and try to do a project or something like that, and it actually worked out pretty well. So I'm more than happy with that one. I subscribed to his channel, and I can't wait to see what else he comes up with. Pretty ingenious. There's other guys out there that do a lot of research and like Lid Motor and Laser Saber. They do these research in these really super efficient electric motors, pulse style motors, and they got these things running on small super caps, and the things will run for, you know, a long period of time. Now, when your average Joe looks at that, they don't see a free energy device, even the potential of perpetual motion or you know, self-running or whatever. They don't see that because they're not thinking on a larger scale. But you could actually scale this thing up. These things are so incredibly efficient that they barely use any energy. You know, it's like in the milliamp range where their drain for their power input is on there. And then because of the way that they're designed, they're actually putting energy back into the capacitor while the thing's running, which at the very least is prolonging its run time. That's pretty impressive. And those are the kind of ideas that I think, if put together in conjunction with these kind of ideas over there that Rupert did, then, you know, eventually they're going to be really good free energy device. Maybe even potentially an over unity or even a perpetual motion machine. You know, by taking these ideas and putting them together and utilizing all the forces of nature, you're able to, you know, take an idea to its maximum potential. So that's where the excitement is in it. I'm watching this doggone computer like a hawk. It's acting crazy right now. I don't know if it's my doggone virus program or somebody monkeying around, but nothing would surprise me these days. So, doggone it, I hate it when this happens. I get frustrated because I'm sitting here trying to do a show and I'm having to make sure that everything's functioning properly. Some things just acting a fool. Alright, I think we're still good. Click on home there. Alright. Do-do-do-do. Google's always trying to advertise something to me. The virus program's always trying to update. The doggone Windows program always wants to update. Everything always wants to do something when you're in the middle of doing something. Then there's internet service going up and down and all that kind of craziness. You think by now we've figured out technology and got it all worked out. So anyway, I don't know where all the other fellow mad science guys are today. One of them's on the road on the way over to visit with Jermaine, and the other one's probably not feeling good or haven't woke up yet or something like that. But, and I don't know where everybody's at. But anyway, on a good note, that video was pretty cool. The guy took the suggestion and he ran with it. That's what I've been trying to get people to do for a long time. You know, not every idea is going to be a good idea, but if you at least try it before you deny it, you might actually find that you learn something from it one way or another. And to me, that's a plus. You know, on the Mad Science Show, I've been telling everybody I'm on a search for free energy, and I'm going to prove once and for all, which I think we've pretty much proven time and time again, that energy is free. And devices, in order to capture the energy, obviously, you're going to have to pay for parts unless you can scrounge up and repurpose and salvage materials to do it. But nonetheless, we even talk about how to do that here on Mad Science Show. We talk about how to go out there and find like the old direct drive washing machines, the new permanent magnet stator motors that they got out there these days. And motors that are in air conditioners, you know, DC, pulse DC motors that are in air conditioning units and stuff like that, treadmill motors, all these can be turned into generating systems. And I even did a video a long time ago about taking an AC motor, adding some magnets to it, and making a generator out of that as well. Plus, there's people out there that take ceiling fans and make generators out of those. And I believe that even with solid-state circuitry, if it was done properly, you could actually mimic the magnetic field without ever having to have any kind of rotation whatsoever in order to change from the north to the south with the flux lines crossing the copper wire. I believe it's possible to do it with high voltage and radio signals and be able to get out all the current flow necessary and the amperage necessary to run even these inefficient junk piles that we got that we call appliances. And so I think that if the average Joes out there and average Janes get together in their own communities and start building their own private research facilities and taking all these ideas to their maximum potential to see exactly where you could go with them, we could find clean, renewable, alternative energy sources all over this planet. There are so many, the resources are so abundant that if properly utilized, you could turn this world into a self-powered, self-sustained machine of epic proportions. It already is. I mean, look at what nature does. There's thermal vents all over nature. There's wind power. There's wave power from the oceans. And there's hydropower from all the rivers and streams. And we've even actually dammed up places and used that pressure, that extra pressure from the dam to actually turn big old hydroelectric generators. There's solar power. Don't know if I mentioned that one. There's so many different ways. There's thermoelectrics. There's also earth battery technology. So many different ways to generate what we classify as electricity that runs all the things that are basically the luxuries of life that we enjoy. And as far as, you know, filtering water and making sure that everybody has clean water and cool air when they need it, and warm air when they need it. All these things are readily available with, you know, what we've got. And there's always room for improvement to make these things run so incredibly efficient. Internal combustion engines that run so incredibly efficient that you barely use any fuel. And that are running so efficiently that their exhaust on them are clean. And it is not beyond the realms of possibility to do just that. It's science fact, not science fiction. And we have everything necessary to literally build the perfect machines. Right now, here in this time, this day, in this age, we have the capability of building the perfect machines. Machines that work in perfect harmony with nature, that don't pollute and get the job done. See, that science says that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So we're not necessarily creating anything. All we're doing is tapping in, throwing nature off balance a little bit. When nature balances itself back out, we get work done in between. To me, that's pretty ingenious. And, you know, as long as you're working in perfect harmony with nature, you don't have to worry about anything. You know, it's just when mankind gets a little crazy or greedy or whatever, you know. The whole nuclear industry, nuclear power, it works. You know, they took something that was naturally radioactive, they highly refined it, pressed it into these rods, and then put these rods down in there, and as these rods decayed, generated power in the form of heat, and basically boiled water into steam, and used the steam pressure to turn turbines to run electric generators. Now, had that had a little bit of foresight to think of all the possibilities of what could have gone wrong, you wouldn't even be hearing people being complaining about nuclear power, because nuclear power would be efficient and wouldn't be any hazards available, you know, that you had to worry about. And so with that said, now that we're here where we're at, and learned a few things through time, we got more efficient ways that we can actually boil water if we're still going to run steam power. But I don't even think we even need to have steam power. I think that the physics are there, and the technology is there available for us to be able to amplify forces that are already in existence and use that amplification to run the same appliances that we would with the other older methods. So, with that said, these devices, where some people might look at it and say they're trying to find every kind of flaw under the sun that they can potentially muster up and every reason why it can't be done. Oh, that's not efficient because, or that won't work because, and all that kind of craziness. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear people that are seeing things, and even if there might be a flaw in the system, they point out the flaw in a respectful manner and find a solution in order to resolve said flaw. That's how improvements happen. You know, the mainstream power industries have got pretty much everyone over the barrel. You know, you don't pay your bill, they flip the switch, turn your lights off, and when you flip the switch to turn your light on, you ain't got no power. And on one hand, they're telling you you got to get clean, renewable, alternative energy, become self-sustainable, and reduce your carbon footprint for the bogus global warming scam, and pay taxes and all that kind of jazz. But on the same hand, they're not doing anything to resolve the issue as far as supporting alternative energy researchers that are actually out there doing research to give them exactly what they said they needed. And all the environmentalists out there that do all the complaining about disasters worldwide to our ecology and to our planet, but yet they're still not getting behind people that are doing research like this. You know, the average Joes. If the governments of the world and the doggone mainstream industries, power companies, fuel industries, or even auto industries, or anybody that's out there in the mainstream making millions of dollars off of people selling them inefficient junk, if they're not going to do the job, the best person to clean up any mess is you. So get your friends together that know how to weld, and the friends that know how to do electrical, and know how to do anything from electronics to, you know, chemistry. Gather those people together in groups and start building stuff. And just throw it out there on YouTube. Throw it out there to the world so that people can see, you know, what's possible and what isn't possible. These people out there that go out there and fake free energy devices, they're only hurting themselves and everybody else in the process, because, you know, the potential of what could be accomplished gets hindered by those who want to perpetrate a fraud. You know, we got Gokeshi out there promising the world everything from, you know, free energy to, you know, perfect food and medicine and all that kind of stuff, and never delivering. He always, you know, he even came out and told everyone he was the Messiah. Man, I had been paying attention to his works for a long time, because when I first started listening to him about certain things, it piqued my interest. But one of his groupies invited me on a show, and after listening to all the gobbledygook and doublespeak and crazy hoodoo voodoo stuff of it, finally I said, man, I'm out of here. I can't sit around. This is giving me brain damage. You know, this biggest hawk of hooey in the history of hawks of hooey. That's what that was. You know, because it's a waste of time. When these people are sitting around and making stuff up and trying to fraud people out of money, and some people get themselves in so deep with these people, they're so invested that they basically waste all their talents on something that's not even real. It was frustrating. You know, Mark Brash over there at Zero Fossil Fuel did a complete replication of the devices that they were talking about, materials and everything. And he did a fair and honest replication of it to show he knew it wasn't going to work, but he went into it with, a non-biased opinion and just went and did it, you know, just step by step how they told everybody to build those things, and it did not work. And many other people had the same exact results. So, with that said, be careful while you're out there. Don't buy any free energy devices from somebody unless they're willing to allow you to come and measure it and test it and look it inside and out and make sure that it's exactly what they promised. Otherwise, you'll be spending whatever money they charge you for the plans, and then you'll build it and it will not function like it was said to be. So, it's a shame that in the alternative energy, free energy community out there, if there is actually a community that, you know, that people want to do that, because the world claimed that we had a global warming crisis. The world claimed that we had a pollution crisis. The world claimed that we needed clean, renewable, alternative energy sources. And for those brilliant minds that step forward to try to put the solutions on the table for everyone and do the work necessary to make it so, to only have somebody come right behind them and try to make a mockery of it, try to make a joke out of it, and try to fraud people, and, you know, just to get YouTube views or, you know, people donating money and that kind of stuff. That's one of the main reasons why I don't accept any donations on my channel. That's the main reason why I'm not asking anybody for anything. Because when it all comes down to showing what it is that I got to show, I don't want them to have room for, you know, the kind of skepticism that says, well, you're just trying to steal everybody's money, you know? And if I can do it by myself, with whatever resources I can scrounge up, then that means somebody else out there would be able to replicate it as well. And because so many people out there are giving the free energy community a bad name, you know, people talking about, like, for example, the Mythbusters, they have shamed themselves before my eyes, and I will never trust them again because of the hydrogen video that they did. They pretty much talked about running a car on water and made a joke out of it, and then actually did a deliberate explosion on the thing. You don't run hydrogen directly into the carburetor of a vehicle and not expect you're going to get a flashback. Hydrogen is really volatile, and if ignited, it will actually run all the way back to the source. You'll get a flashback. That's why there's supposed to be a flashback arrestor between that and the gas that you're going to be pumping it into something. But they did that, and they said, well, when that big explosion went off, well, actually it was an implosion because it was hydrogen, but nonetheless, when that went off, they said, well, maybe that's the reason why we don't use hydrogen, and because it takes so much of it, and this and that, blah, blah. Stan Mars was running around in the 1970s in a dune buggy running off of water technology, hydrogen technology, and, you know, he didn't fare so well because he tried to keep the deal so that he could get it out to the people, and instead somebody wanted to shut him down. And the conspiracy goes that the last thing that he was heard saying was, as he was leaving the restaurant, they poisoned me. So, take it how you do, or take it how you want. Go research into the story and find out your own answers on that deal. But in the meantime, I'm sitting here saying that out here in this world, we have every single piece of the puzzle necessary and all the technology available to literally build the perfect engines, the perfect generators, the perfect self-sustained energy devices needed to give everybody the comforts and a luxury of life. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. I mean the people in third world countries. I don't even know why they even classify them third world countries. Maybe because they don't get the luxuries that we get over here. And where you're at, anybody who's in earshot of these computers, you know, you got it better than most of the other people on the earth. If you have access to this and fresh water, then you got an advantage. I believe everybody deserves that advantage, and that's why I do the Mad Science Show and the Knights of the Round Table, hoping to bring the solutions to the forefront and all the brilliant minds to make it happen. So, I think that if you get the right team together, which I like to call the Dream Team, make the Dream Team in your neighborhood, in your community, go around, find the best of the best, people who want to volunteer to get together and work on things. Put all the egos aside. Nobody knows more than anybody else. Everybody takes all their ideas and their piece of the puzzle and they set it down on the table. And if you can do that, then you'll be able to accomplish amazing things. But if you get one person in your group that has a huge ego and they have to always be right about everything, they'll lead you down the wrong doggone path. You need to find some folks that want to put their ego aside and that really have a genuine concern and a heart for their community and the world. Then you'll be able to resolve all the issues of this planet. You know, when I talk about we have the power to literally create a heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak. It's the truth. We do have that potential. The odds of it ever happening at this rate, pretty slim. You know, it's an astronomical task to try to get everybody together and get things accomplished. You know, sometimes people just sit on the fence and they wait for the rest of the world to come around to their way of thinking. I'm not sitting on the fence. I'm standing on the mountain and I'm shouting in all different directions. Look, folks, we got what we need. Let's put it together, you know. And I keep on doing it until it gets done. I keep on putting ideas out there and I bring people together that bring other ideas to the table and do research and find other possibilities for, you know, the work that needs to be done. You know, the military put a deal out and said that by a certain year that they're going to be running their ships, the Navy ships, on hydrogen technology. And if you think about the implications of that, hydrogen technology, you're literally floating on your fuel. So all the hundreds and thousands of gallons of fuel necessary to run your average ship would be reduced to the point where now you didn't have all that extra weight. You could move around a little quicker, or maybe even be able to haul more equipment necessary, whatever. Stinks that it's in just the military thing so far that I know of. But maybe when the military gets it out there and the technology finally makes it to the public view, then maybe the rest of the world will, you know, take and put it in private vehicles as well. Right now, we have the potential to literally make perfect, clean running machines. And the frustration for me comes because I don't see it happening fast enough. It should have happened a long, long time ago. I mean, here's the year 2017. In the 1970s, a man named Stan Myers was running around in a vehicle running on water. Now imagine if that technology would have made it to the main forefront. Alright, well, I guess some would say, well, you would have crashed the economy and the oil companies would have went out of business and people would have lost their jobs and all that. I don't buy all that. I believe that more jobs would have been created. I believe that that technology would have benefited a lot of individuals because now you'd be able to build a generator that would run on water and wouldn't even have to necessarily be clean water. You could filter the water out before it ever went in. We got the technology to filter water too. We got the technology to filter radioactive particles from water. We got the technology to filter biological from water. We have the technology to literally use what would have normally been classified as nuclear waste to heat water, to do all kinds of stuff. Just because it's a spent fuel rod doesn't mean it ran out of energy. They keep them in a cooling pool for another 10 years because they're still depleting, they're decaying, and they're releasing energy in the process. Nature's trying to balance it back out. You give that energy a path to go, and now you got free energy. Literally. We can take all of our radioactive waste on this planet and power this planet for God knows how many years. And be able to bring the radioactive material back down to its natural state till it finally decays. So, instead of wasting all that energy, instead of governments doing what they do as far as all the energy usage of the world, we could use things so doggone efficient. You could still burn fossil fuels, what they call fossil fuels, which is another misnomer. But nonetheless, you could still burn it. You could still burn coal. There, anything out there could be used for a fuel. Everything's energy. And if you know how to tap into that, there's so many different frequency ranges out there, radio frequencies, there's energy coming from space, there's vibrations in the earth, there's water flow all over the place, wave coming in and out, and solar power, it just goes on. It's a huge buffet of possibilities. Now, if we could just get people to understand that long enough and actually want to get dedicated to actually giving to the world what they already had, but proving it, giving to the world free energy, we got the engineering skills and the talent to do it. You look at a device such as the Slayer Exciter. You're able to take anywhere from 3 volts on up to 100 volts or more, depending on how it's designed, and you're literally able to basically build a radio transmitter that you can send wireless energy out and energize gas into the fourth state of matter, being plasma, and with a receiver tower, you can pick that energy up and then turn it back into usable energy on the other side to charge batteries and run things. Now, as far as how far they can actually transfer this wireless energy, it really doesn't matter, because if you need to amplify it, we have the knowledge on how to do it. Once you understand actually what's occurring with the Slayer Exciter circuit, or the Tesla coil, or any wireless device, right here on my desk, I've got this little energizer deal that's actually a wireless Wii remote charger. And so it wirelessly charges batteries using, basically induction, I guess, magnetic field being pulsed from it, and charges up batteries wirelessly. You don't have to plug them in. But that's a pretty amazing technology that, if properly utilized, could do a whole heck of a lot more than you can possibly imagine. So, the potential's there. Now it's just about waiting around for those individuals who have the talent and the skills and the tool set to come on board. This is something that if you could literally get enough people together and build research facilities in your own neighborhoods, and other neighboring communities saw the work that you were doing and what you was accomplishing and replicating that, you could start a wave out across the world that would have clean, renewable, alternative energy sources out there, and with the proper understanding and keeping your eyes on the governments and the regulations of the world, you could actually have people out there guiding your governments in the direction of free energy. I mean, it's there. Right now, they want the tax money. They need the tax money. So why would they want to get rid of oil? Why would they want to get rid of coal? They need that tax money. They need the tax money for people going out working and earning a living. And it's all about money. But in the same sense, out the side of their neck while they're telling you about global warming / climate change or you know, environmental issues, it's more about the money than it is about the results. About if this world was as messed up as what they said, and every, you know, the fish are dying off and the planet's overheating and we got to find all these clean, renewable, alternative energy sources, self-sustained, so that we don't have to be relying on foreign nations for their resources and stuff. Imagine how many wars would not be having to happen because people aren't over there fighting over each other's resources. There ain't no need to fight over resources. I can build the equivalence of a nuclear reactor with argon or helium or neon or krypton. You know, any of the noble gases can be energized into the fourth state of matter. And actually all the other gases as well. Anything could be energized into the fourth state of matter. But it's obvious you don't want to energize, like, let's say, hydrogen and oxygen into plasma, because plasma generates heat. And you might end up getting an ignition off of that. So it probably wouldn't be a good idea to try to energize, hydrogen and oxygen into the fourth state of matter. That might not be a good plan. But nonetheless, there's safe ways to do it. You could get the same amount of power that a nuclear power plant got with a whole lot less input, a whole lot more efficiently. Even what they classify as waste energy, the reason why I did the video about my plasma water heater before I actually got the doggone thing functioning to its full extent, even with just the heated arc, which in that little arc is plasma. But when you got high voltage going across the spark gap, it's generating heat. And the water being circulated through there didn't even need a water pump because it was using a thermal siphon process. The same type of thermal siphon process that they use as a safety backup in nuclear power plants. So that if the power ever goes down, the hotter it gets, the more it will circulate cool water through that reactor to keep it going. To keep it from, you know, finally having a complete meltdown. So, didn't even need electricity for the water to be circulated. All you needed was a little bit of science that said that heat rises and cold falls. And so, when something heats up and pressurizes, it's got to find a way to go. So it'll go through this tube. In the process of going through this tube, it creates a force going forward and creates a vacuum from behind. And so it creates circulation. That's essentially how that little pop-pop boat works. Once you put a heat source to it and you get the thing hot and keep it hot, then it basically uses a thermal siphon in order to put pressure out the back and keep this thing going. So all the technology is available and has been for hundreds of years, if not longer. And in order for people to be able to live in, you know, freedom, essentially, you got to get people to understand that the technology is already there. It's already waiting on you. And if you bring the right people to the table, you can get it accomplished. You can prove once and for all and actually give the world free energy devices. If you think about it, you know, really honest with yourself and everybody else, they'll tell you that solar is not efficient. The only time solar works is when the sun lights out. Alright, Well, then I know that I can use the solar for as long as the sun lights out, and whatever energy I can store will buy me time when the sun isn't out. So when the sun isn't out, but the wind is blowing, I also have a windmill system or wind turbine system that is also putting energy into that same system. So that when it's not sunny out, but it's windy, I'm getting energy. When it's not windy, but it's sunny, I'm getting energy. When it's windy and it's sunny, I'm getting energy. And when both of those are down, when it's dark outside and the doggone wind isn't blowing, there are other forces, such as rivers and streams and, waterfalls, thermal vents, earth battery technology that basically dates way back. They actually had, during the telegraph days, they had some batteries that they made that were earth batteries, using the chemistry of the dirt and different types of galvanic actions and different types of materials or whatever. They knew how to tap into nature way back then, and we know how to tap into nature right now without harming nature. And that's the key. So it gives the environmentalists what they wanted. It gives the government what they claimed that they needed. It gives the world what they claimed that they needed. Right now, we have unlimited potential to literally utilize the resources of this planet in such an incredibly efficient manner. We can get free fertilizer for all the gardens that you want to make in your anywhere in the world. There are sources out there that would normally be classified as waste. You know, here recently I've been pumping duckweed and watermill off of my ponds. I got one pond that's covered in duckweed, and I got one pond that's covered in watermill. Both of these, they absorb a lot of nutrients out of the water, and they will actually at some point block out enough sunlight to destroy the rest of the plant life in the water and basically cause your fish to suffocate, not have no oxygen. But this same stuff will replicate rapidly, and you can grow it rapidly. You can make biofuel out of it. You can make fertilizer out of it. You can make fish food out of it. That's just three potential uses of what normally would have been something that's obnoxious. One's called duckweed and the other one's called watermill. And so those are just resources that, if you understand, you can use. And because it replicates so rapidly, if you wanted a business in making fertilizer, you couldn't get a better fertilizer than that. It's natural. It's not going to harm the environment. There's no potential side effects. And it occurs, in nature. So, knowing that this, you can replicate this rapidly, this is just one of many. You know, there's people out there that talk about hemp, all of the different products you can make with hemp. There's people, Thomas talked about a plant called kudzu. All these different plants are potential energy sources, potential food sources, potential, if not direct food sources, potential fertilizer sources. This world has provided every single thing necessary to literally allow mankind to boldly go where no man has gone before. We have an opportunity right now, standing at the crossroads, to go to our maximum potential. And so I do these shows in hopes to gather up the people that want to make things happen. You'll grab up a piece of land somewhere, bring a bunch of people together, build a community to see how far that you can take that piece of land and, you know, build the perfect community where you have all the food necessary, all the electrical power necessary to live comfortably and still be able to utilize technology, you know, using everything that you've learned here on Mad Science and everywhere else in the world. You know, if it's cold and windy where you live, then use that wind power and thermal exchange systems in order to be able to generate the heat to keep yourself warm. If it's hotter than all, get out in there. If you're living out in the desert, use the thermal heat exchange and that kind of knowledge to keep yourself cool. You know, if you pressurize a gas, it's in HVAC, HVAC, heating and cooling, air conditioning and heating stuff. But if you pressurize a gas, it'll get hot. And then if you release that hot pressurized gas rapidly, it'll get cool. That's how air conditioning works. And so if you're in the desert and you build a system that will literally take whatever liquid you put in there or any gas that you put in there and heat it up from the sunlight and then allow that to pressurize, and as soon as the pressure gets up to a certain level, it pops a valve which releases the gas into an expansion chamber which causes it to instantaneously do just the opposite and cool. That's how it works. It's that doggone simple. You could build an air conditioner without any kind of air compressor. You just use the heat and the knowledge of basic science. When things heat up, they expand. When they cool down, they contract. Expansion and contraction in the process of that basically is another force that you could actually tap into as well. Stephen posted in the chat room, barley straw in your pond or lake will kill algae or duckweed, which will stop the oxygen from the water killing any fish. Huh. Well, I'm about to check into that. Barley straw. See, that'd be nice. I need to get some of that in there because I got two ponds that I'm trying to revive. And I tried to pump it off. I don't want to use any chemicals, but barley straw. I'm going to have to see if I can get that in my neighborhood. I have to remember that. I'm going to type that down there. All right. I just Googled it. Hey, there you go. The pond guy. Barley straw. Thanks a lot, Stephen. See, that's how it works here. I'm sitting there trying to find a solution to a problem in my pond, and Stephen found it right there, man. That is brilliant. Alright, so basically, folks, we got an option here. We can either let the status quo keep going on, let the governments do what the governments do, and let all the wars continue over resources. And they're only going to get worse because the more crazy things get, the more expensive they're going to get, the more scarcity they're going to, you know, like, come on. If you go out and buy a bottle of water here in the United States, you're going to pay anywhere from $1 to $2 for a bottle of water at your local convenience store. That, to me, seems to be ridiculous. I remember a time when I was young, and you could go to any restaurant, they'd give you a free glass of water. You could go just about anywhere and get free water. Somebody said, well, you know, I bet we could make money off this. So they bottled up water, and they basically told everybody this is like super clean water, good for you, you know, because you don't want to drink fluoride out or chlorine out of the city water, so drink our water, it's all clean. And you found out that there were other knuckleheads out there that were basically taking regular tap water right straight out of the city water deal, putting it in the bottle and calling it bottled water. fresh water, whatever. They put all kinds of labels on it. But nonetheless, the most abundant resource on the planet is now being sold for a dollar for a little bottle. I don't even know how many liters. I don't have a bottle nearby me. But just a little bitty bottle cost you at least a dollar here in the United States. That's crazy. But anyway, at some point, people started, instead of going into the oil business, going into the water business, because now they called it blue gold, the next, big, like when they struck it rich with oil. And to me, that's crazy. Because people in the world can't even get a decent water, glass of water to drink, because companies out there have either polluted their water, or they don't have the proper drainage or, irrigations or whatever. Their infrastructure never had the opportunity to be built properly. So people may do with the best that they had, and in the process, had some failures. So sometimes people go over to these communities and show them how to do it the right way, because they learned how, to help keep people safe and healthy. I'm saying that if the governments of the world really cared, that they would have already resolved this issue long ago. They would have already fixed it. And since they ain't fixed it, since their track record stinks, and you can write a letter to the presidents, which I have done, you can write a letter to the industries out there, which I have done, and you can offer them ideas and solutions, which I have done, and they will either ignore you or they will try to steal your idea and take the credit for it and shelve it and use it whenever they feel like it. That's the only problem with this world, really, is that selfishness and greed and the lack of common sense seems to rule the day. Mad science shows about pointing that out. I call it mad science for a reason. I'm smart enough to know, because I've done enough research in my life, I've done enough studying to understand how things work. And I see that there are possibilities and potentials to literally make this world so much better for everyone in existence. And as I'm standing here looking out and I'm trying to tell people about a better world, somebody else in this world is dropping a bomb. Somebody else in this world is dumping crud down a creek or a river or a stream. Somebody else in this world is dumping chemicals down into the ocean, while other people in this world are having catastrophes with projects that they probably should have never built. Like Fukushima, Where I'm not a doomsdayer, I see that we are definitely going down a bad path, and once we destroy this ecosystem that we're in, the ecosystem will shake us off like a bad set of fleas. Mankind will cease to exist, but the world will continue on. And that's a fact. That's not science fiction, that's science fact. There was a show out there called 500 Years After Man, and it showed what the world would look like 500 years after man was completely gone. And it was like we never even existed, because whatever you don't use, nature will take back. And if we utilize it properly, respectfully, and help one another out, we have more than enough resources than we will ever be able to use in an entire lifetime. If somebody ever tells you that we're going to run out of water, they're lying. Or they just don't understand. If somebody ever tells you that the world is going to run out of what they classify as fossil fuel, they're lying. Or they just don't understand. If somebody tells you that we're all going to run out of food and we're all going to starve to death, they're lying. or they just don't understand. Because there is more than enough resources to go around for all the people of this earth. There is more than enough to literally be able to enjoy. Everyone has a home. Everyone has food. Everyone has everything, all their necessities met. The capabilities of humanity to literally bring about a heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak, is more than possible. The only hindrance is the doubt, the greed, the selfishness, and the sheer lack of common sense. The earth is over three quarters covered in water. And people say, well, you know, only 2% of that is drinking water. Then you obviously didn't pay attention in science. Every last drop of it is drinking water. The people over in Dubai not only made huge desalination plants, but they were able to pump that water all the way up huge skyscrapers and use the pressure of gravity to downflow that to not only flush the toilets, but be able to have fresh water to drink, to cool the building down. They not only did all that, but they built the land utilizing the sand that was in the ocean under the ground that they had compacted and extended the island. Now, where there's a will, there is definitely a way. There are communities out there who have water for streets. There are communities out there who live in flood-prone zones that their house, when the water goes up, their house rises with it. Their garage, their car, everything. And if they need to get to the shore, they have a boat tied to the side of the house where they can just get in and go. In Australia, there's a place underground where people had gone out there to harvest gold, and the place is hot, it's miserable, and they figured out a way to literally live under the ground, have tourism, and still potentially find gold while building new rooms for their homes underground. What I'm trying to point out to the world, and I'm hoping that everyone out there who hears this message passes it on. The ridiculousness of what we've had to, the ordeal that we've had to live with, the situations of sickness and craziness that goes on in this world are mind-boggling. And completely and utterly unnecessary. We have every single thing necessary to literally heal every sick person on this planet. We have every single thing necessary to literally house and clothe and feed every single person on this planet. And still have so much more abundance left over. In the year 2017, there should not be any phrase such as a baby starving in this world. There should not be any phrase such as homelessness. There shouldn't be any phrase such as sickness. Nature has provided all the cures, all the power, everything necessary so that we would have it easy as long as we figured out how to work together and with nature in order to make this world so incredible and to be able to literally boldly go where no man has gone before, to reach our maximum potential, our full enlightenment, or whatever you want to call it, to see how far a creation, or in some people's mind an accident such as humanity or mankind, could actually go. We have the potential to go so far and do so many amazing things if only we can bring the right people to the table. And only if we could bring everyone to the table, we could get it done so fast. There are those out there with greed. Those out there with doubt. There are those skeptics and those agitators and those people that are a hindrance to all of humanity. That for their own selfish purposes, or they want power, they want to feel like they're smarter than the guy standing next to them or the gal. And so as long as that mindset is in the world, then we're always going to have a brick wall in front of us before we've never figured it all out. Each and every individual out here is one piece of the puzzle. Each of them has a talent, a skill, a gift, ideas. And until all those pieces of the puzzle come together, the whole entire big picture can never be completed. And every time there's a war and somebody's killed, we lose a piece of the puzzle. And then, ironically enough, another piece of the puzzle is born in its place. We just keep having one setback after another setback after another setback after another setback every single time somebody dies on this earth. The next brilliant mind. You're going to have to wait 20 or 30 years for them to get old enough to share their information with you. But in the meantime, if you utilize the intelligence that you have, by the time that they get old enough to literally figure out their piece of the puzzle, we've already got the majority of the job done and the world is going to be so much of a better place. We got to stop the wars. We got to stop the ignorance. When they asked for solutions, Mad Science Show and all of its friends and affiliates stepped forward and came to the table and offered everything that we had. When those people out there said that the world was in danger and they needed to save the environment, we, the people, Shaziz Radio, and all the different affiliated networks stepped forward to make it so. We stepped forward to answer the call. We're here and waiting. We're waiting for you to tell your friends, come on over here, join us in, join these brilliant minds, share some information and results, and let's get things done. Put the egos aside, because at this door, there ain't no man better than any other man. There ain't no woman better than any other woman. There ain't no one worse than one another. We're all equal pieces of a great big picture. Pieces of that puzzle. And we can bring them together. We can do what they said that no man could do before. If people out there believe that the world is guaranteed to be doomed, it doesn't have to be. It's a choice. This world doesn't have to go by the wayside. We don't have to destroy it and pollute it. We can finally take every bit of knowledge and all the history that we've been taught or told, or whether it be fact or fiction or whoever made it all up. We know right now that we have everything necessary to not repeat those mistakes of the past and bring about some real an honest change in this world. Make it a better place. You know, for the love of ourselves and the love of our children and our families and our friends and the world itself, we have the capability to make it happen. You know, in my book of faith, where I don't, you know, always have the opportunity to talk about, my Lord told me that if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain, and I believe it. I believe that if all of us mustard seeds out here come together, we would move many mountains. You know, mad science is only called mad science because the answer is right there before our very eyes, yet everyone wants to either deny it or fight against it. like, it's amazing to me. I see on a small scale with all the brilliant minds such as my friend Steven and Gibbons in the chat room, he brings like the barley straw idea. I'm going to go out and try that because I want to resolve the issue and get my pond. I'm going to bring it back to life. See, I've got about 13 acres of land, and I've been doing a huge experiment where I'm literally trying to revive and work alongside nature and make it beautiful again, because I honestly believe that if there ever was a Garden of Eden on this planet, that it could be again. That being a good caretaker and understanding how things work and working in harmony with nature and doing the things that I do and working and actually putting some blood, sweat, and tears into this property, that I could literally bring about my own little version of utopia right here on this piece of land. That I could have a self-sustained piece of land that would have fruits and vegetables. I've got hickory nuts, walnuts, I got the raspberries, wild blackberries, I got grapes, I got peaches, and I'm planting apple trees and pear trees and plum trees and every kind of fruit and every kind of wildflower you could possibly imagine. And I'm out there on a daily basis and I'm cleaning this land and I'm working with this land and I'm making this land as beautiful as I can possibly make it. And so that one day, if I accomplish what it is that I'm accomplished, that I believe I can accomplish if I work hard at it, and I develop the free energy and I show people how it can be done, when they see how beautiful this little piece of property is as opposed to where it was before, and they take that same information and they move it over to their land as well, one piece at a time, we'll start healing this world and we'll make this world look so beautiful. And if you do believe in a creator, a divine creator in the heavens above, and they look down and see what we have accomplished and the technology advancements that we have shared with one another and the peace that would cover the land, how could you be upset at that? It seems like an unachievable goal, because for years this land was neglected by whoever was the owner before. And when nature gets sick, you'll see it. When nature's not happy, you'll see it. But I'm watching, and I'm seeing a physical change of this land. I've loved this land, and this land has loved me back. The animals don't fear me, and the place is peace. I believe that that's possible worldwide. I believe that if this world finally decides that enough is enough, and that we're tired of the fighting and the war, I believe we can resolve every issue under the sun. That's why I do the Mad Science Show. That's why I do the Knights of the Round Table. That's my agenda. That's my ultimate goal. You know, when people wonder what it is I have to gain, what it is I'm trying to get out of it, I'm trying to take everything that I know that needs to be done and everything that I know can be done and make an example that will set the stage, the path for humanity to follow. If one crazy old mad-haired science guy can build the equivalence of a Garden of Eden, a peaceful and tranquil sanctuary for man and animal alike, and still be able to have the comforts and the luxuries of computer technology and air conditioning and heating, then maybe the rest of the world will follow. Like I said, it sounds like one impossible task, but I believe that if I try, if I speak to that mountain, it will move, and I'll make it so. That's what my faith told me. That's what I believe. So, for those of you out there listening, the only thing I ask, not asking you for donations, I'm not asking you for money, I'm not asking you for anything but just a brief moment of time. On your social media networks, tell people, send them a link, just tell them what I'm trying to do. Tell them what others are trying to do. Tell them about these networks. Tell them about these radio shows. Send them a copy of your favorite podcast, or take that podcast and chop it and put all the good parts into one CD and pass it around. Because what I figured out in the last day or so was the best person in the world to clean up any mess in this world was me. And the best person out there to do the same is you. We can take mad science and we can make this world a better place. We can utilize all the resources of this world that we have access to such an extent that when people look in on what we've done, they'll want to do it too. So, with that said, I'm going to take a breather. I'm going to try to put in a song here. Something. I'm taking a breather and getting me some fresh coffee and come back. If anybody wants to join me on the Nights or the Mad Science Show, you're more than welcome. So with that said, stay tuned, folks. Peace and love. Almost pushed the wrong button. Thank God I didn't do that. Let's try this again.
This is Keynight, a portable television studio.
World is sick, this is the park coming up down. World is sick, this is the park coming up down. World is sick, this is the park coming up down. World is sick, this is the park coming up down.
What did I just say?
I need a nuclear reactor to generate the 1.41 gigawatts of electricity I need.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts.
Generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning.
What did I just say?
A bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning.
That's
Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
I've got the power.
is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Yeah, give me the number for 911. It's an emergency. All right, so basically, folks, we started off this show talking about great ideas make things work better. And that's the case right there. You know, in the process of me doing a radio show, I learned something from Steven down there about barley straw, and I'm going to get out there and try that and see if I can clean up my pond over there. In the process of that, I'm also going to build an extra tank so I can do some experiments in biofuel technology using some of the water meal that I collect up there for both fertilizer and biofuel kind of technology. And actually the duckweed as well. I'll have two separate tanks that I'll be harvesting this stuff out of. But in the meantime, I'll use the barley straw to try to clean up the pond and see how it works and get back with you, let you know. See, the information that we share out here with one another, you know, this video that Electric Experiments Rubert 33 out there on YouTube did. I put in a suggestion in the chat there on this deal, in this comment section, and he actually took it and ran with it and actually did it. And got some pretty impressive results out of it. And that's what we need to be doing. That's what all these researchers out there need to be doing. So if you get an opportunity to go over there and support his channel, if you like the stuff that you see over there, subscribe to his channel. Go to Lid Motor, Laser Sabers, and all the different people out there. Go over there to Jermaine's Experiment YouTube channel and check it out as well. If you support these YouTubers and alternative energy researchers, go over there, support Mark Brash at Zero Fossil Fuels and Terry Woodruff and Brian Abrams and all the wonderful researchers out there. You know, give them some sort of incentive to want to keep going. Because when they're sharing their brilliant minds and talents with you, you know, to me it's a gift. To me, I'm humbled and honored that people out there really, you know, want to show things to the world and help each other out and try to make the world a better place. That's what it's all about. The governments of the world and the corporations, companies, mainstream industries, fuel, whatever, auto, they don't seem to get it. Some of them, I guess, maybe to some extent kind of get it, but they never took it as far as they could have. And so with that said, I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-corruption. I'm anti-stupidity. If you're going to teach somebody science, teach them real science. And don't try to throw a roadblock up in front of how far that they can actually take that knowledge. The knowledge that we have acquired throughout the history of our time, right now we're standing at a crossroads to where we could either make or break this world with what we got. We can take all this technology and utilize it for the advantage of others and ourselves and the future of humanity, and we can make this world so much better. This world would be an incredible place. You know, those folks out there with crazy ideologies that feel like they're necessary to go around and harm one another? We have to figure out a way to bring them around to the whole world's way of thinking. We just want to have peace and love and just all get along, man. We want to be able to have these family get-togethers and cookouts without having to worry about somebody doing something stupid. If you go over to a foreign land and start taking their resources and forcing them into things, you're obviously going to perpetuate a war that was never ending. Right now, there's a war against the intelligent going on. And it's being waged by stupid. By people out there that claim one thing and do absolutely the complete and utter opposite. The governments are the one that said that we needed clean, renewable, alternative energy. The people of the world, environmentalists or liberals or whatever, said that we need to work in harmony with nature. While I don't agree with some of the science that falls behind all the different sides, I can agree that I do want to work in harmony with nature, and I'm here to show you how. I'm here to help. I rolled up my sleeves and I came to the table and I'm ready to work. And all I need is the rest of the crew. I can do some things, but I can't do them all. And if there's anyone out there that believes in the dream and wants to help out, then jump right in. We don't have no leaders here. We only have partners. Other pieces of the puzzle that make the picture complete. That's what it's all about. Mad science is the knowing that we have the answers, but watching as the world falls apart. And once you understand that, if you believe in that as well, send some folks here to say hi. Tell them you sent them on over. And if you're building a website of any kind of alternative to the status quo, alternative medicine, alternative health, or whatever, alternative food, alternative resources, alternative law, anything. Anything that's going to make this world a better place, post your links over at ShazizRadio.com. And I'll repost them. And I'll help you. If you got some sort of event going on and you need somebody to know about it, I will spread the word. It's what it's all about. When you spread these messages and you bring more people to the table that are willing to try to make the world a better place, one positive pebble at a time, that's all the payment I need. That's all the donation I need. That's all the gratitude. That's all that matters. Because I'm just one piece of the puzzle. Without you, I can never make the big picture by myself. I ain't no better and I ain't no worse than any man alive. What I do see is that I got a world in front of me that I'm being told is falling apart, and I'm seeing it actually fall apart with my own two eyes. I'm hearing the stories of death and destruction, of wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence and everything that It's on the negative side. I'm here to give a positive message to the world that there is hope. I'm here to point out the fact that we've got all the answers necessary to resolve every single issue under the sun and bring about a better world. It's there, and it's waiting for us. We are the deciding factor in whether or not it does or doesn't get done. And it's always been that way. Now it's time for us, the people that want to make it so, to stand up and make it so. It's that simple. We know enough about science and physics and mechanics to literally build the perfect machines that will give us the luxuries that we have come to enjoy. And at the same time work in perfect harmony with nature to use the overabundance of resource to ensure that everyone on this planet has access to the same. There's a lot of groups out there and a lot of organizations that are trying their best to do what they can. But they can't do it by themselves. They need your support. Now, I'm not talking about giving them money. I'm not talking about giving them anything but a little bit of your mind. So, here we are at the crossroads, folks. You're listening to Mad Science on Shazia's Radio. Well, you're probably listening in multiple different places, but nonetheless, wherever you're listening in, if you're getting this message, and it resonates with you, as from the heart and true, pass it on. Build your own website. Point it out to me so I can help you send some people there. In your communities, grab up some individuals who have brilliant talents and skills. And share this information with each other. I spent an entire lifetime studying so much I can't even explain. And I've seen all the problems, I've seen all the suffering and all the craziness going on in this world. I'd like to be for I leave up out of here. Make it a better place for those I leave behind. That's my agenda, plain and simple. To give humanity something for all that humanity has given me. There's a lot of good people in this world. It wasn't all bad. There's a lot of potential, and we could go so far with what we've got. With the resources available to us and the technologies, the knowledge, and the help of one another, we could literally make that picture complete. That's the whole point. So with that said, go to check out some of these YouTube channels. Find new links and post them. And if you're interested in some of the prior shows and you listen to some of the podcasts and these nifty little chat rooms here that we get via Chattangle, they have an option up at the top where you can actually scroll back and look at previous messages. And I believe it's 25 of them at a time. You can go back and you can see 25 messages before all this. And you can find links and videos posted by myself and others and Steven in the chat room and, you know, good information. Yeah, actually, when I scrolled up, it said previous 35. So you can go 35 more comments back every time you click on that little arrow deal. It'll take y'all back through all the different links that we posted. It's one of the reasons why I like this nifty little chat program here, because it gives us the opportunity to talk real time with each other, and it also gives us the opportunity to post links that are pretty much documented and, you know, captured in time. So, if there's any video that you hear about on the chat or on the podcast that you want to find out, pretty much look up the date on that podcast, and each one of these comments are dated down there. Even have a time. So you'll be able to go back and you'll be able to see the video that was referenced in the podcast, and so the information's there. And wander around ShazizRadio.com and check out the links and the pictures and the comments or whatever. And if you see something that needs to be there, let me know and I'll put it there. There's links to Facebook up at the top. There's links to Twitter, so you can join me on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus, and there's all kinds of links. The YouTube channel is posted on ShazizRadio.com. And whenever we need to do it, we'll make more space. So right now, there's over 400 and some odd podcasts, which are about 3 hour shows apiece. And there's plenty of links and stuff and plenty of information for you to share with all your friends. Well, I put a message in the Mad Science chat to see if anybody wanted to join in the last part of the show, but apparently everybody's out either asleep or doing whatever it is that they do. Personally, myself, I'm going to go do a little fishing today. And I'm going to relocate some fish into a pond that I'm trying to revive. I'm trying to bring it back alive. Using some of the knowledge that I got from Steven down there, I'm going to go out and try to track down some of the barley straw and see if I can utilize that to help me clean up the pond. And when it works, I'll bring you the information back and tell you and post some pictures so that you can see the results, and pass that information along. If you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, go check it out, but just know there is a method behind my madness, why I do what it is that I do on my YouTube channel. Don't underestimate what you see. Use that information that you see on there to open your mind. Think about all the possibilities of what can and cannot be done. And you'll see the world differently. And when you finally get it, and some people have, you'll figure it out. What old crazy old hair Shaziz, the mad science guy, has been up to all along. I got something cool to share with the world, and I'm working on it. When I get that done, I hope that that addition to the science and technology world will be a benefit to all of mankind. Meantime, I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep saying what I say. I'm going to keep the radio show up and going and podcast out there for each and every one of you. And if you care to join in, you're more than welcome. It's all about making the world a better place, one positive pebble at a time. My plasma reactor, I made three of them, broke them all, and so now I'm taking my time with this next one because I want to get it just right. But I got some things that I'm going to try to do beforehand to show you stage at a time how this thing is actually going to function, so that you'll have a complete and full understanding of exactly how it works. So I'm going to take it one stage at a time and carefully put this thing together. And when I get it accomplished and show you what it is that I've been trying to show you as far as plasma technology and the potentials of it, using basic science and physics, then you understand there is a different way to use electricity. Right now we have two main forms of electricity that we know of. It's well, three. We have static electricity, we have AC current, and we have DC current. And it's time for a new one to come on board. That's what I hope to show you. So who knows? Maybe we can do this thing together. Maybe one day down the line they'll read about some crazy mad science guy in the science book. Not that I care for notoriety or to fame and fortune. Just a little bit of note that I made a little bit of a what's the word I'm looking for? I added to the world something. My little touch made it better somehow, some way. Alright, well, in the chat room there's plenty of links. On the website there's plenty of links. On the YouTube channel there's plenty of links. There's other channels that you can see that I like to see on YouTube. All the video links that movies or shows on there that I like. There's links on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Words of wisdom's written down. Thoughts on different projects and stuff. And so I think that there's plenty of stuff to sort through if you're looking for information in mad science and alternative energy, clean, renewable stuff. I think there's plenty of solutions out there. I've actually had people tell me that all I do is ever talk and I never come to the table with any solutions. And I honestly don't know where to get that, because not just myself, but others have put out link after link, video after video, and all kinds of solutions in every kind of different direction to give them exactly what it is that the world said that they needed, was clean, renewable, alternative, free energy. I'm not here to argue terminology with people. When's the last time you ever got a bill from the sun? When's the last time you ever got a bill from the wind or the water or the earth? You never did. The earth is a perfectly self-contained biosphere, a thermoelectric generator of epic proportions. It has more than enough resources, more than enough power to sustain all of humanity for here till the end of time. Now, if we want to live comfortably and turn this place back into what it was to begin with, what it could be in the future, then we have that potential to do it. If that's the world you want to live in, then join us on the Knights of the Round Table. Join us on the Mad Science Show. Join us on the other networks out there. UCY Radio, TCT, Revelation, there's so many, I can't even remember all the doggone, Revelation Radio or something like that. Maybe it ain't Revelation, maybe it's Revolution, that's it, Revolution Radio. Any of the other networks out there, just jump on there, listen in on people, pick out the best information and pass it along. Don't listen to the fear mongers. Don't get scared for your life. Just find your true power and potential and your gift and bring that piece of the puzzle to the table and we'll make it all better. That's the ultimate goal. Russ over there at RWG Research, check him out. Mark Brash at Zero Fossil Fuel, check him out. TeslaMaker.com. I mentioned earlier Lid Motor and Laser Saber, Ryan Abrams and Terry Woodruff, and doggone it, Jermaine's website, his YouTube channel, Jermaine's Experiments. There's just so many of them I can't remember. We posted links all over this deal for it. We'll post yet even more. Check out my YouTube channel in the suggested channel section and you'll find a bunch more. There's just so much to remember. But we've spent a lot of time and effort bringing this information to you and keeping this show alive. And so if you want to help us out, don't need your money, don't want your money, don't want no other kind of support other than a little bit of your time and some ideas from your mind, pass the information on that you believe is worthy to be shared and leave the rest behind. There are plenty of podcasts, there's plenty of links, there's plenty of plenty of information to sort through. Anything you see on ChazizRadio.com and you want to replicate it or duplicate it, even if you want to take the code for the radio player and throw it on your own site to share with everybody else, all that's perfectly fine. Ain't copyrighting anything, so use it for whatever you need. There's more to come, and we're just going to keep on piling it on. And so, like I said, build you a website, throw you up a chat room, look at Super Chat Room, and you'll see we got three separate chat rooms. We could actually make room for more. And so if you got a website and you want your chat room to join the Super Chat Room, throw me the code. I'll put it up in there. We'll put links to your website and the whole idea. The one great thing about cyberspace and like on the Knights of the Round Table, if the table ain't big enough with cyberspace, we can expand it to whatever size we need. And we can gather people around. And in the Super Chat Room, it's brilliant because you can look in on other networks and talk with their people inside there and say hi to all them. So, like I said, if you got your own network and you got your own little chat tangle code like that and you want it to be side by side, we'll throw it up in there and we'll go from maybe 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to possibly 10, who knows. One massive page of chat rooms which you can scroll down and talk to people all over the world. Brilliant minds and individuals from all over the world. Can't get no better than that. So, I can't think of anything that I left out. And so far as that nobody showed up, so let me think here. It's usually a lot easier when I got somebody who shows up to talk, because it basically gives me a chance to rest and use my mind. But I think this day, I think I went it alone. I've done that many a times. Many times went it alone. But I'm not completely alone, because I got people in the chat that help. It's just nice to have an extra voice and extra mind. Doggone it. Alright, well, I can drink my coffee here. That's terrible for radio. Terrible for live radio. So, folks, you've been listening to the Mad Science, and I'll just play us out of here with some madness and call it a day. If you like what you heard here, pass it along. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned.
Dead. Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot.
Thank God I still got my hair! And what is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course! Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars! This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an athlete. He's got to look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electric.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt? How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts? Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
Look, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium was available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean, that says it all. Doc, you're my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
its continuing mission.
To explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Catch up on the news, some classified adverts I chanced to peruse when I saw a category called steampunk. I turned to it eagerly but left in a funk, for I quite enjoyed the steampunk aesthetic, but what I beheld there was rather pathetic. These intrepid online auctioneers had just taken modern objects and stuck on some gears.
It's simply not crickets, it shouldn't be done,
but it's clear how their thoughts had run.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper-painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
But it got even worse than that, I'm afraid, and as I went on, I became more dismayed, for they often didn't modify the things they wanted me to buy.
Heavens to Betsy, I'll end up on regrets.
Steampunk is more than a mere mode of dress or decoration, so it brings me some distress to see a metal cicada described with that name. Or a teacup, a moodering, a silver gilt frame. Gluing on gears at least takes effort. This is sloth at the worst.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper-painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
Steampunk refers to a type of science fiction about alternate past, not future prediction. Often set in Victorian Britain, but the history of technology has been rewritten. So put a bit of thought into your designs. Use leather and brass, 19th century lines. Retrofuturistic is a good explanation. Blend antique reality with imagination. But calling things steampunk to try to sound cool makes you look like a bloody fool.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper-painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
Gauges and rivets, copper tubing and glass lend a steampunk creation a real touch of class. Gears are appropriate to introduce if they look like they have a legitimate use. Although Nixie tubes are undeniably splendid, they date from long after the age of steam ended. Pity really, I just love Nixie tubes. Anyway, I hope you've comprehended. So use the word steampunk correctly, old chap, and don't use it to refer to crap.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper-painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
Bye.
crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one.